Okay, so you can turn off your tape now, and then tomorrow I will give you the correct spellings of the minor thirds on the last few minutes of this tape. Okay, so if you're with me right now, I'm going to assume that you have done your spellings of the minor thirds. So here they are for you. Not all of these spellings we are going to be using for our singing test, but some of these spellings will be used, the unusual ones will be used for the singing test, and even more of them will be used for the spelling test. So you should know them all, just in case I do ask them to you. In our C and E group, we're looking for minor thirds, that's three half steps. In our C and E group, we have C flat, E double flat, we have C and E flat, and C sharp and E. In our D and F group, we have D flat, F flat, D and F, D sharp and F sharp. In our E and G group, we have E flat, G flat, E and G, and E sharp and G sharp. In our F and A group, we have F flat, A double flat, F A flat, F sharp A, and F double sharp A sharp. In our G and B group, we have G flat, B double flat, G B flat, and G sharp B. In our A and C group, we have A flat, C flat, A and C, and A sharp, C sharp. And in our B and D group, we have B flat, D flat, B and D, and B sharp, D sharp. So that's all I think I need to say about spellings. I think it's all clear. You're an expert on this now. If you have any questions, you could go back and review one of the previous tapes, which talks about spelling. Look on your directory there. But I think it's all clear. Now, when you're practicing your grand round and your sound round, make sure that you practice at least one sound round, and your random rounds and all the other homework assignments which we are now doing these days, we want to make sure that we do not practice longer than 45 minutes. That's enough per day on these kind of things. If we want to practice less, if it's comfortable, that's fine, but no one should go longer than about 45 minutes. So I'll see you for your test on minor thirds when you're ready for it.